start again from the bottom of Menheyum base. Moshe's talking about water and if it rained on Yontif, so the water never got a Kinyan Shvisa, and it's whoever fills it up, it's his tchum. Moshe says, V'likne Shvisa ba'avim. Why didn't the water get what's it called, the Shvisa in the clouds? And therefore, you shouldn't be allowed to move it even Dalad Amas, because it's way out of its 2,000 Amas. Tifshot mina, dein tchumim al miyasara. Let's learn from here that there's no din of tchumim above 10 tvachim. That's why it doesn't become kavua and become a shvisa in the clouds. The yesh tchumim likne shvisa ba'avim. Mar says, lo le meimalach yesh tchumim. The reason, what's it called, really, tchum, there are tchumim above 10 tvachim. The reason it doesn't. It's not konish shvisa in the clouds. Umaya be'eva mivlibli, because when it's in the clouds, the water is basically non-existent. It's absorbed into the clouds. It doesn't exist. It's only when it comes out as rain that it's there as a separate entity. And since it's swallowed up in the clouds, it can't be konish shvisa. It doesn't have an identity to itself. So Mara says, koshkein the havelu nolat. That's the case. Then it's nolat. Then you shouldn't be allowed to move the rain at all. It's muktzah. Because it wasn't there, it was created on Yontif. When it rained on Yontif, the water separated from the cloud and became something that's an entity to itself. That's called Nolad. Dasir Shviyasir. See Rashi. Rashi says, V'lipshot midiktoni b'mayim shikonu shvisa emesh ba'avim v'yordu hayom d'mutr l'olichan karagli kol adam. Otherwise, the water should have been kol neshvisa in the clouds and be usher to be moved more than arba amos. Mivlabli, you command less nayodomi. It's like not there. The water is absorbed into the cloud. It has no existence to itself. Velo konulu shvisa emesh. And therefore, it couldn't be kol neshvisa. It didn't exist. Moses koshkin to have lu nolet basira. Feel the talklam kol neshvisa. Shouldn't be allowed to move it the cloud. Forget about tchumin. Should be usher to move because it's mukta. Elamaya ba'avin meinid naiti. In other words, really the water in the clouds has its own identity. It's not absorbed into the cloud. And it really could have been kol neshvisa, but the reason it's moving. Since it's moving, something moving can't be kol neshvisa. And there's a machlokas rishonim, whether a human being, right, in the Rashba, who's moving constantly, before Shabbos or Yontif, whether he's called the Shvisa or not. Some say human beings the same thing. Others say no. It's only when it's water or whatever that's moving that can't be called the Shvisa. Or objects. But human beings, even if they're moving, can be called the Shvisa. Versus Hashad Asis Lachi, O Kainis Nami, Lodakshilach. The question we had before, why, if what's it called, if the water from rain is water that comes from evaporation of seawater, then why wasn't that water called Neshvisa Erev Shabbos when it was still in the ocean? So Mara says, because Maya Bokainis, no, he made it nighty. Because the water in the ocean is constantly moving. And therefore, since it's constantly moving, it can't be called Neshvisa. Tanya, Naharos Hamoshkin. And we have a brisa that says that. Naharos Hamoshkin. If you have rivers that are flowing, Umayonos Hanovim, and springs that are constantly moving, are what's it called? Novea is to what?
Flowing.
Yeah, I guess they're flowing. Yeah, gushing. That's a better word. Yeah. Okay. What's it called? Wells that are gushing and rivers that are flowing. Harihen karagle kol adam. They're not called neshvisa. And whoever what's it called draws them has their tum. So you see clearly that something moving is not called neshvisa. At least an object. Rashi, Harihen Karagli Kalodam, Kivin the 90, since they're moving, Lo Kona Shvisa. They weren't Kona their own Shvisa, where now they have 2,000 Amas to where they were Erev Shabbos. Afilu Hen Shal Yochid, Ena Karaglit. And if they belong to a person, they don't become like his Tchum, but whoever draws them on Shabbos or Yontif, they have his Tchum. Omrab Yaakov Bar Idi, Omrab Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Krab Yochan Ben Nuri. The Halacha is like Rab Yochan Ben Nuri, in which halacha that let's find where the Mishnah we're talking about over here. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, what's it called? That a person who was sleeping and he wasn't awake to be kol neshvisa, still you're kol neshvisa shlomidas. So Allah is Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that even if you're not awake, you're still kol neshvisa. Omer le Rabzeir le Yaakov Aridi, Betheirish mi Allah or Michlalish mi Allah? Did you hear that Betheirish? Your Rebbe told you Betheirish Allah is Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, or you deduced it from something else? Omer le Betheirish mi Allah. I heard it Betheirish. Now the Gemara says, okay, but you would, intimated, Reb Zera intimated to Reb Yaakov Aridi that it was possible to learn this Michlala. There was a way of deducing it from something else. He wanted to only know, did you deduce this or did you hear it Betheirish? He told me he heard it Betheirish. She says, that's the case, well, what could have you learned from? What was Reb Zera intimating that he could have learned it? Dom Reb Yishuv ben Levi, halacha k'divrei ha-mekel be'erith. Because Reb Yishuv ben Levi said the halacha is always like the mekel when it comes to erevin. Right? Pasha, since erevin is a din derabanan, so if you have a machlokas, you go according to the more lenient side. We'll see in 1 second what the ramifications of that are. If there's a rabbin who say lechumra and the yachid says lekula, do you still go after the yachid against the rabbin? That the Gemara is going to discuss. So, but that's a klal. You always pass him like the Mako by Eruv. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the Mako. That you're called Neshvisa, and you don't only have Dalar Amos, you have 2,000 Amos. That's cooler. So, even though he heard Beferish, he could have deduced it from this general halacha, that halacha could divri ha-Mako by Eruv. The source of the Tarti Lamali, so why did you need two psakim? Why do you need the psak, that what's it called, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if we already have the general psak, that the halacha is always like the Mako by Eruv? So why do you need both? Like, why is it necessary to tell me that, it's necessary to tell me halacha k'mekel be'eruv, because you needed to know for other cases. But why in this specific case do you need to bring down both of these things? Basically, one of them would have been enough to let me know that halacha over here is like Rav Hamnuri. Om Rav Zeret Tzrichi. You need both. Why? Over here to be mentioned. D'i ashmin halacha Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. If I only knew the halacha is like Rav Hamnuri, have a mina ben lekula ben lechumra. I would say the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, whether his halacha comes out lekula or lechumra. Kamash malon, halacha kidri amekel be'eruv. The halacha is only like him when he's mekel. Right? So Mar says, v'leima halacha kidri amekel be'eruv, halacha Rabbi Yochanan Nuri lamali. So then just tell me the halacha over here is like the mekel. And I'll know that it's Rabbi Yochanan Nuri when what he says is lekula. Why do you have to tell me specifically that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri? I might think the halacha is like the mekel, only when it's a yachid against a yachid, then you go like the yachid who's mekel. It's a rabbin against a rabbin, then you go after the rabbin who are mekel. How about yachid b'makom rabbin, right? Emelo. But where the yachid is mekel and the rabbin are machmer, to paskin like the yachid connected the rabbin lekula, that you don't do. So clash alone, you do it. Rashi. Beferish mi'alach, mi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, did you hear Beferish and Yeshua ben Levi that he said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? O mechlala, to shmi'alach minei milsach risa, you heard something else from him, but daikas mi'na dik Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri spirale. And you deduced from something else you heard from Yeshua ben Levi that he held like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But not that he told you Beferish, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. O mechlala, me'eze klal, havisal kadaitach mi'kara d'shamas leilu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the name of milsa, the name of milsa. What did Rabbi Zera think? Where could have there been something in general that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that you could deduce that in this case, halachas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Be'erev, b'chomish patov, all the halachas of Erev, u'tchumim me'helchus Erevinei. And tchumim, the laws of tchumim, are part of the halachas of Erevin. Bein l'kula, k'gond adam yashen, right? That Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the halacha is like him over here, whether he's mekel or not. What's the kula? The kula would be a person who's sleeping, is kona shvisa, and he has 2,000 amas from where he's sleeping. Because if he does not kona shvisa, then he only has dalar amas. L'chumra, I might think, though, that it applies even where Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's halacha would be l'chumra, for instance, kigon kli hefker. Kli hefker. If they're konish visa, right, just like a sleeping person, then you only have 2,000 amas from where they are. and you can't utilize your Eruv to take them farther. But if they're not Kol Nishvisa, then you can take them to wherever you made an Eruv. So that's a kula. So if the halakha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, then it's Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. Comes along and says, no, it's only like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri because he's the Mekel. But if his halakha will come out to be a Chumra, then the halakha is not like him. It's only like him when it's a kula. And therefore, it's not like him when he's Lechumra. It's only what he said by a sleeping person is the halacha like him, but by kelim of hefker the halacha is not like him. And even though it seems to be a tarted sasri, how can you pass in two things that are the opposite? If the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri by a person, that means that you don't need das to be kol nishvisa, then clay hefker aren't kol nishvisa. And if you do need das, then a person who's sleeping shouldn't be kol nishvisa either. How can you paskin like both of them lakula when they're tied to the sasri? We said before you don't do such a thing. You never paskin two kulas that are soser. So the answer is that we had before a svara to be mechalik between them. It's not really a stira, because you can hold that a person who's sleeping is kol nishvisa because he could have been awake, could have had das, but a kli never could have das. So there, even if you hold that you don't need das, but you need to have the ability to have das. But a kli never had das, therefore it's never called nishvisa. Aval yochid b'makom ravim, kon Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri depligi rabon, in alei, eima lesil chasok avasei. Right? I might think if you didn't know, have the halacha was like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, only halachas can make of the eruv, that it's only when it's one against one or many against many. But one against many, you don't paskin l'kula like the one. Kamash Mala, no, you do. Omer le Rav Labai, Michti, Erevin de Rabbana, Mali Yochid b'makom Yochid, Mali Yochid Merab. Erevin is what's it called, a din de Rabbana. So, whenever there's a machlokis, it's a sofik. Sofik de Rabbana l'kula. What difference does it make if it's one against a lot, or one against one, or a lot against a lot? It still remains a sofik if we haven't passed in the halacha. The halacha is always like the mekel and Erev. What difference does it make what the machlokas is? Omer le Rav Papa le Rava ubedrabbanan lo shani lo ben yochid makom yochid liyochid makom. You don't hold there's a difference between a machlokas between an individual and a rabbin, where the klal is usually halachic rabbin, and therefore it's like there's no suffix. It's like the halacha has been paskin. Then there's no more suffix. You don't say halacha kamekel beirut. When it's one against one or a lot against a lot, then the halacha is still besuffix. Suffix to rabbanan le kula, you go after the mekel. But even if it's Rabbanan, shouldn't it make a difference if it's one against many or one against one? For Hasnan, I'll bring you a proof that it does make a difference whether it's one against many, even by Din Rabbanan. Rabbi Lazar Omer, or Rabbi Lazar Omer, call Isha Sha'avru Aleha Shalosh Onos, Dayashat. Okay, so now we're going to go to a lot of other sugyas here. The first one is Nida. A woman who is a Nida. Now we're talking about Taharis. About, what's it called? If she touches something. When Shaila says, was she a Nida when she touched it? Was she Tommy? Did she make the thing Tommy? So we say like this. A regular woman, what's it called? All of a sudden she sees Dam. So there's an opinion that holds, that Legavi Taris at least, that Machloks of the Besil, Beshamai, what's it called? That Dayashat means that she's Matami, no, she's Matami Me'es Leis. Right? Anything she touched within the last 24 hours is Tommy. Even though we know right now she saw Dam on Wednesday night. Anything she touched since Tuesday night is Tommy. Because we're afraid the blood was already there inside, but already had come out of the womb. And it was in the outer chamber, didn't see it yet, and it's still Matame then. Any blood that comes out of the womb, even if it's inside her body, but it's already out of the womb, is Matame. So we're afraid that the blood already came out a day before, and she, what's it called, didn't realize it, and she was Tamei the whole 24 hours before it. There are really three shitas. One shita is she's Matamei already from the last time she made a bedika. If a week ago she made a bedika and she was okay, then we're not sure when this blood came. She saw it now, maybe it was there before. So she's Matamei l'mafreya from the last time she made a bedika. It could be 2 weeks already. The other shita is that, what's it called, mi'eis leis. 24 hours, because we're afraid the blood came out and she didn't know it. And the last sheet is the kula daya shaita. She's told me from the time she sees the blood, and we're not afraid that it was there before, at all. Not 24 hours, not mipkida lipkida. So Rav Elazar says that any woman, that's by a regular woman, so we have to worry, me ace la ace. But a woman who's had three onos, where she didn't see blood, okay, 90 days, she hasn't seen blood for 90 days, so then, if she sees blood, we assume that it's just from that point on. She hasn't seen blood for 90 days, no reason to assume she saw it any time before. So from then, dayishaita. It's only, it's enough from that moment on to be tamei and not anything l'mafreya. The Tanya, and that's what Rebbe Lezer says. We have a brisa that says, Maisa v'asa Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer. Right? Rebbe once had a maisa where somebody brought him taharos that a woman had touched within 24 hours of, what's it called, of her seeing blood. And she hadn't seen blood for 90 days. And he passed him like Rebbe Lezer that the taharos were tar. L'achar sheniskar, after he remembered Rebbe, Omar kedayu Rebbe Lezer lismoch alav v'shasatcha. Okay, the diyeved, you can rely on Rebbe Lezer v'shasatcha. My l'achar sheniskar, what happened over here? What did he remember? Ilei malachar sheniskar dein halacha k'Rebbe Lezer elik rabbanan. Right? If he remembered that the halacha tak is not like Rebbe Lezer, that was a psak, that the halacha is like the rabbanan, not like Rebbe Lezer. How did it help b'shasatcha? That was connected to halach. The things were tummy. So he should have reversed his psak. The halacha was not mentioned. It wasn't paskin one way or the other. It was left as a suffix. And he remembered that it wasn't a yochid who was arguing Rebbe Lezer. It was the chachamim, the rabbi. Then he said, "Kedayu Rebbe Lezer lismach l'b'shasatcha." But what do you see? That had he known that it was a rabbin against the yachid, he wouldn't have been makel, even though it's a din d'rabbanan. This whole din over here of the mafrei is only din d'rabbanan. It's not a din d'oraisa. Omer Rav Mishar Shila Rava, va'amri lo Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak lo Rava, ubid'rabbanan lo shani ben yachid ben yachid makum rabbin. And same thing. You were saying that it shouldn't make a difference since only d'rabbanan. I'll show you another source where there's a difference, even though it's a din d'rabbanan, between a machlokas, between an individual and a rabbin, and an individual, that we're more machmer when it's an individual against a rabbin, even if the halacha wasn't said, it wasn't paskin, it remains a suffix, still, yochid barakam rabbin, you don't go again with the makel, even by d'rabbanan, see Rashi. Aval yochid, the makam rabbin, kagon Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, the pligi rabbon, ale aim a lesser kosokavasei. Rabbi Eliezer Garcina, not Rabbi Loss. Call isha shavru ale shalashal, most the hainu tzadik yom, 90 days. The onestam le prisas nida, mishloshim yom le shloshim yom. Right? It's from 30 days to 30 days. And, what's it called? And the day that she sees is counted. So therefore, if she didn't see for 90 days, then three onos went off. They bring a raya from here, since it's 90 days, that the ona beinonis, the 30th day, is not really the 30th day, it's the 31st day. Because if it would be the 30th day, then you wouldn't need 90 days, you only need 88 days, because the days would be overlapping. But if you need a full 30 days, and it's only the, what's it called, the ona then is the next day, then you need a full 90 days. So here's one of the rayas, that the ona beinonis is the 31st day. There are answers to it. So she had three onos that she didn't see down. Nistalku domel. She has a chazaka now that she's not going to see down. The imrasa achrei chen amrinin hashtehu derasa. And if she sees down after that, we say that the dam came right now. There's no reason to assume it came before, since she had a chazaka, she wasn't seeing down. The lo mitaminin taharosh nisasko bem lafreya kishar noshe. We don't not matame the taharos within the last 24 hours like other women. Shishkishar namim shidimeyam mitsuyim. Where they don't have a chazaka, they're not seeing dam. Then we're afraid that dam came before. Shematamos taharos mafrem eis leis. Ken amrim seches nidr. Chayshin and shema kosli beisarecha nemidu. Usnan kol anoshim matamos beveis bayis achitok. Right? Well, the dam is matame as soon as it comes out of the womb, even if it's still inside her body. Pligi arob, abon alei. The Rabbanan say you need two conditions. She has to be an old woman who is now ready for menopause, and then if three onos went over, we assume that she's not going to see Dan. But a young woman, it's just a quirk, the three onos don't give her a chazok of not seeing Dan. And she's still metami meisleis. Krivali ezer, v'tirat b'yalda shavru alegim alonos. And Rebbe had a case with Taharis that a woman touched within 24 hours of when she saw Dan, and she was a young woman, he was passing like Rebbe Ezer, that it was tar. Acher sheniskar, mashma deniskar, lav shaparot. After he remembered, they didn't do it properly, he didn't paskin properly, he said, okay, let it stand, because shasatchak, it's kedai, Rebbe Ezer, to be so mechab shasatchak. Why was it shasatchak? Shnei bat soris havu, v'ika hetzataris. It was a time of famine, and if you would lose these taharas, you couldn't eat them, it meant cutting down the food supply even more. So that was a shasatchak. Maike sheniskar, ilay meniskar, di'itmer bepuktsayu halacha karabonon, shenasa maiselohaya zohar, v'achshav niskar amaylo haderutha. If he remembered that they paskin the halacha like Rabbanan, once there's a psak, then you don't follow the other opinion, even the kula. If the psak is lechumra, that's lechumra. That's the halacha. We're talking in a case where there's a machlokas, and there never was a psak. So it remains a sofik. Then the halacha by a Rabbanan is lekula. But that's only we see where it was a yachid against a yachid. But a yachid against the rabbim, and the rabbim are machmir, you don't go lekula unless it's shasatrak. Ela haidlo ahadar mishum dlo itmer hilchaso lo kamar v'lo kamar. Umay nisker lacha shenisker the rabbin pligi alei. What did you remember? That the rabbin, the chachomim, argued on Rebbe Elezer, not another yochid. To have a little mevet karabin, he should have done like the rabbin. Even though the psak wasn't like the rabbonan, but lemaisa should have done like the rabbin. So Omar kedai hu Rebbe Elezer lishmoch alav a shasatchak v'lo ahadar uvda. Still he said, since it's a shasatchak, but the Yevid, we can be so mechan what I'm paskin. But the Chatzchili wouldn't have paskin like that. She sees the difference between a yachid against a yachid. Now the Chazonish points out, some hold that it means simple over here, where the Gemara didn't say Betherish, the halachas like this one, even though it's a yachid against the rabbim, right, there could be the halacha, the what's it called, halacha will be like a meiko, but that's not the case, since the rabbim against the yachid. Chazonish went just the opposite. Wherever the Gemara doesn't say b'theirish, lo itmar halacha, lo kemar v'lo kemar, right, then you have this klal. But if the Gemara says the halacha like one of them, it doesn't say the halacha like one of them, b'theirish, but it doesn't say that the halacha, that there was never a psak over here, then the halacha is like the rabbin, and it's like, as if there was a psak, because that's a klal. Yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim, that's a psak. So the Gemara doesn't have to say in every case the halacha is like the rabbin. That's understood. But sometimes the Gemara says, v'ashto de lo itmer halacha lo kemar v'lo kemar. In certain cases, the Gemara itself says it wasn't machriya. That's the kind of case that b'di'evid, you could be somach on the yochid k'neged the rabbi, if he's a meiko, by the rabban. But not in a case where the Gemara didn't say one way or the other. So it's a shayla exactly what it's talking about over here, where lo itmer hilchus. Does that mean the Gemara said the fairish halacha is not paskin? Or the Gemara just didn't the fairish paskin the halacha? There's a big difference. Then he remembered that there's a rabbim who argue on the Rebbe Elezer. The havi le lemevi karabim, omra kedaihu Rebbe Elezer, lishmo chodo b'shasatchak, v'lo ahadar uvda. The d'yevid, or b'shasatchak, you can be somech on a yochid, keneged the rabbim, what's it called, if he's a mekel by a durabona, but not lechatchil. Hola b'shasatchak lo, alma afal gavd me'esh le'esh gzera durabona, and he, boy lemevi karabim. But surely where the paloch is paskin, there, even with the Eved and Mishas Adchak, you can't follow a Yochid if he's not Kaloch. Okay. So now we're going to bring another proof. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok said to Rava, you don't hold there's a difference, even with the Rabbanan, where it's a Yochid against the Rabbin and a Yochid against the Yochid. And a Yochid against the Rabbin, you don't go after the Mekel who's a Yochid. The Chatchila. For Tanya Shmua Krova, Noheges Shiva Ushloshi. Rechoka Eina Noheges Ali Yom Echad. Vezewi krova, vezeu rechoka, v'slosh shloshim krova, lacha shloshim rechoka, divi Rabbi Akiva. V'chachomim omrim acha shmur krova, v'acha shmur rechoka, nohege shiva u'shloshim. Okay, the case like this. A person didn't hear about the death of a relative that he has to sit shiva for. So Rabbi Akiva holds, if he heard within 30 days of the death, then he has to sit shiva, regular shiva. If he heard after 30 days, he only has to sit for 1 minute. It says 1 day, it just means a minute. Because mitzvah say yom kekulo. You sit down, you get up. For 1 minute, you know what it is. So anything that you hear within, 1 second, right, what's it called? Krova is besok shloshim yom, rechoka is acher shloshim yom. That's Rabbi Akiva. If you heard it within 30 days, you have to sit a full shiva. If you didn't hear until after 30 days of the death, then you only sit a second. Chacham hold doesn't make a difference if you heard before 30 days or after 30 days. You always have to sit shiva and be nohig shloshim, regular avelis. Even if you heard 3 years later that somebody died 3 years earlier, you have to sit shiva and shloshim. Okay. The Omer Rabba Barbarchan, the Omer of Yochanan, komokum shatamotzi yochid meiko, v'rabi machmirin, like over here, halacha kedivri machmirin, hamarubin. Chutz mizu, wherever you have a machlokas, and the rabbim are machmer, even the rabbana, and the yachid is mekel, you go after the rabbim who are machmirim, even though it's a din rabbana. The fair that we don't say this cloud that you can be somach on the yachid, right? What's it called? Since he's the mekel and it's only din rabbana, and the halacha wasn't said specifically like either one. Shafal pishur be akiva, except in this case. In this case, by avelus, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. That a shmur krova, you're noig avelis, and a shmur rechoka, you're not noig avelis. Except for a minute. Shafal pish Rabbi Akiva meiko v'chachon machmirim. Halacha k'divri Rabbi Akiva. Even though over here, Rabbi Akiva is the meiko. And the chachonim are the machmirim. And normally we'd say that even in a derabana, you go after the rabbim who are machmir. The sover lach Shmuel. 1 second. Why? The sover lach Shmuel, the omer Shmuel halacha k'divri ameiko be'evil. By Avelis is a special din that they go to Kula. And Tosus points out even where it's not the Rabbanah. Because the first day of Avelis, Tosus holds Doraisa. And even the first day, you don't have to be knowing. Avelis hutakilu barabbanan. The Rabbanan were Mekel by Avelis to hold that you always go after the Mekel, even if the Rabbim are Machmer. But that's a special din by Avelis. Doesn't apply to Erevin. We'll see. Maybe it does, but at this point it doesn't. Aval bi alma, afilu bi derabanan, shani ben yochid, b'makom yochid, ben yochid l'makom rabim. Right, but in any other case derabanan, including Erevin, right, there's a difference whether you have a machlokas between a yochid and a yochid, and the yochid is meikel, then you go after the one who's meikel, because only derabanan, it's less the halacha was paskin specifically one way or the other, and where it's a yochid against a rabim, even though the yochid is meikel, and it's only a din derabanan, but it's not avelis, then even though the halacha wasn't paskin, you go after the rabbim, what's it called, lechumra. Rashi. No heges shiva, l'rechitza, l'tichboses, u'shloshel, m'tisporis, l'gehus, miyom shenishmalo. Rashi gives some of the examples of what shiva is. You're not allowed to wash. You're not allowed to wash your clothes during shiva. And for shloshim, you're not allowed to take a haircut, and you're not allowed to, what's it called, iron your clothes. From the time that you heard, you have to start counting shiva, and the shiva includes what's called another 23 days of shloshim. It's not 30 days after the shiva; it's 30 days including the shiva. The sover l'Rav Yochanan k'Shmuel, Rav Yochanan held like Shmuel that there's a special halacha by avelus that halacha can makel be'evil. Avelus were makel, but even if it's a yochid against the rabbim, as long as the halacha hasn't been paskin. But other halachas, and now we think even erevin, it's not like that. Right? So, l'chora, why should the halacha be like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, who's a yachid, when there's a rabbin, the chachamim, who argue on him, and even so, it's a din to rabbanan, the halacha should be like the rabbin, l'chumra, not like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri.